welcome to nonsense.podcast. Hi.
Hello.
How's everybody doing? Even though we've already been talking for 13 minutes.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Has it been 13 minutes?
Rob, which camera do I look at?
Pick one.
I feel like I'm just staring wide-eyed
There's like two of them. I feel like I have too many options.
Yeah, we it's nice. It's nice to have all these cameras and being able to like do different angles and stuff.
Surely one of these angles we will like and think we look really good in.
Don't call me.
I really do like this angle on me.
I was going to say, Micah, I think you look best in that angle right there. This one that's on me and Shane?
The one that I'm not in.
Yeah.
Solid, great. Hit your little button now.
I would say you can push the button, but you can't reach it.
I don't have long enough
arms. You can't reach it. All right. So basically, I wanted us to kind of, we know each other.
Right.
So let me see. Let me consult my notes. I wanted to go around the table. And so since everybody watching or listening could get to know us, I wanted to go around the table, grade school style, and you say your name.
You know everybody here hates
this.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Amanda just looking at me. She's like, I know this is coming.
You dumb donkey.
That's a good way to do it, to insult somebody with that without using the cuss words. I like that.
Yeah. I'm working on it. My best friend had a
proud
baby, and I'm trying not
this
to curse as
much.
This
is a big table. Yeah. It is really large.
But yeah, so I was thinking we could go around the table and everybody introduce themselves and say one thing. What was it? Oh yeah, say your name and something about yourself.
Mm. Oh God, now I
so
have to think.
I guess I'll start. My name is Rob. I am 6 feet tall, and I work out 4 days a week.
Great job.
Great job. 10 out of 10.
Hold on. If you're watching this, I work out 7 days a week. B is my trainer.
Are we going clockwise?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know how to tell time.
My name is Shane. And I am between 5'8 or 5'10, depending on.
You can't copy, guys.
And
you can't copy his.
Yeah, listen to the teacher.
I was going to say.
I was just anding Rob.
Oh, okay, fine.
This isn't improv.
It can't be.
Continue.
And this is my favorite hat.
I made that hat.
Amanda made this hat.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Like, you stitched it, or? I put the little patch on it all by myself, and then I just bought the hat.
I was going to say, by made it, she meant I ordered it.
That's what
she got the patch custom made,
because
to be fair.
Tell a story. Okay, that hat is
a
replica of a hat that Shane had for like 3 or 4 years that he wore every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were on vacation, he lost it.
No.
And he was so sad about it.
I've heard so many stories about people losing like their favorite something on a vacation.
Yeah.
So, like, determined to never bring my favorite anything on vacation.
Yeah, and I like looked on the internet for hours like trying to find it. Couldn't find it. So I just
had it custom made.
Yep, mm-hmm. Had it custom made.
Is it hockey sticks?
No, it's it's.
Hold on. Let her keep guessing.
Oh,
okay,
don't do that. Is it just the letter A in a fun font?
There is the letter A in it, and then Omega symbol over the top of it. It's Alpha and Omega. What's the hat? Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's the beginning and the end.
I mean, I'm
lovely.
Not,
but by the way, Shane's gone. So.
And lightning.
So, can you see that camera over there, or is that mic blocking your face?
Because
whenever you're talking to us, I'm pretty sure it's blocking your face. So move it this way, toward Amanda.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yeah, and then point it, like tilt it up to point at your mouth. There you go. Sweet.
Perfect.
Super duper. We just want everybody to see your face.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shane, for cutting this.
Yeah. Shane, are you editing this one?
Yeah, I can edit the first one if
awesome.
You want.
There's no editing to this.
You have too much going on right now for you to have to edit.
True. Okay. It's your turn.
I'm Micah. I'm 5'6".
Steal mine.
What? He did that?
I know.
Oh, okay. I'm Micah.
Oh, so she was trying to do it the whole time.
Yeah.
It's all right. We'll wait.
My name is Micah. I am a writer full-time, and I love my job.
And are you a writer for the Curly magazine, or do you just get published in it every once in a while?
I am a staffed writer for Curly Hair magazine, and then I am a contributing writer for Curl Mag, which are two separate publications. It's very confusing. nobody understands it except for me, and I barely understand it.
That's awesome, though. That's so cool that you're like your stuff is like out there and people are reading it. I remember whenever, was it Tori Spelling that was on the cover of one?
Tori Kelly.
Ooh, don't mix up those two, please.
Ooh, my bad.
Yeah, Tori Kelly was on the latest issue.
That was awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I remember you shared it. You were like super, super proud of it.
Awesome. One of my articles is on the cover page, so I was...
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Like, hey, here's something that I wrote next to Tori Kelly's face. So cool. Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn now.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Amanda. I'm 5'2". And I have 17 children. That I teach at school. Nice.
My house is actually just full. We stuff them in the closets. It's really bad.
But no, I'm a preschool teacher, and it's amazing.
I feel like we should have all said what we did for a living now.
Okay, we can do that. I guess I'm a multimedia producer. I do graphic design, web design, video production, editing, animation, visual effects, 3D modeling, animation, whatever. Shane's over. Why are you laughing?
I'm a failed entrepreneur. Not yet.
Well, you're just getting started.
I was going to say.
I'm trying. I also do video editing. I'm crying. Oh, okay. Yep.
It's that's not that sad, Shane.
Okay. I'm really bad at making titles for myself.
It just took some research. Like, I had to like literally research it for a little bit and like figure out the buzzworthy terms or whatever. That's what I did with mine. Like, I was like, what is the coolest thing? Because I was, like, a video editor, and then, like, motion graphic artist, and then graphic designer. And then I'm like, well, what sounds cooler than that? And so I was like, multimedia producer.
Yes.
Because that's literally what I do, is I make things on the internet. I make, like, print stuff. I record audio. I do 3D modeling and all this kind of stuff. So it's, like, straight-up multimedia.
Yeah, I think on LinkedIn it's, like, I think it's content creator on LinkedIn.
Oh, that's what you have under. On LinkedIn?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's what I had as mine before someone else gave me a title.
Sounds way better.
The creator, content coordinator.
Because everyone's a content creator. It's like, are you a YouTuber or something? And I am that too.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to be. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead, give us a like and a subscribe. I hate myself that I did that.
I know, right? It's like, there's no good way
smash
to do it.
Smash that like button.
Smiggity smash it. Okay.
You have to, like, do the gesture the cool guys do while you do.
No, smash that like button. We're not that aggressive, like, those, like, big, the YouTube bros. Like,
what
that's
is
not
that?
Us.
Like, what produced those people?
Testosterone.
It's just, like, injections or, like, what they already had?
Both.
Okay.
No, I honestly think it was probably the... Like, that's what got the most likes. Like, the videos where they did that.
Reminding they got the them most, to like?
No, like,
what if we were just annoying about, like, as hell?
Yeah, she's talking like, about, that'll like, work, the aggressive, like, the aggressive, like, smash that like button, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think they're going for energy, but it got a little over, like, a little too high, and then they, those are the ones where they got the most likes. Or
because people thought they were on speed, and they were like, I want to see how the rest of this goes.
Could be. So,
you make a character, and you make it work. That's really what it comes down to.
All right, so I want to go on and say how we met each other.
Ooh,
so I don't want to start all of them, so somebody else take the reins on this.
I can start.
Okay.
So I met Rob through an internship with Growing Media Marketing with... whom he is still employed by, correct?
Well, no, I'm not employed by them.
Oh, okay.
I'm an independent contractor.
He's an independent contractor.
And they are a marketing firm that hires independent, or they hire independent contractors to do the work for their clients.
Perfect. And I was an intern. I was just a marketing intern. I didn't really have a specific title.
Right. You just did whatever Angie asked you to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of Growing Media, they have a podcast called MGM Marketabilities. Go check that out. It's about marketing, and I'm on it too.
Oh, I might want to actually check that out.
I've been on it as well. One time.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, that's how I met you. And then Shane and Amanda are a married couple, for anyone who doesn't know. And they are friends with Rob. And
yes.
I can't remember the first time I met you guys. I'm sure it was at his house and we played games.
Yeah, I think so.
Playing games or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I don't actually remember either.
Yeah, like the specific time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I met you both at the same time, or I might have met you first. I don't know why I feel that
way. Amanda and I have been over this over and over and over again. We cannot
figure out how you met.
No, we know how we met. We just don't know when we became friends.
Yeah. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, because we were like, she just started hanging out at my house. Like, well, they all did, but yeah, they're just like hanging out at my house, and it's like, when did that start and why?
Did you invite them over? Surely.
We don't remember.
Surely.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I keep calling
like,
you Shirley.
We're going to watch a movie. Or
no.
See? It's almost like the Mandela effect. Like, we just don't.
Well, remember we had first started hanging out at McDonald's. After church.
Right. Okay.
And I think that was kind of like the beginning.
Right. I remember that part.
But I don't
how
remember
did you
how
come
we,
to my house?
Yeah.
You came to my house for the first time when you needed me to edit a video for your school project.
Yeah, that's true.
Was it Romeo and Juliet?
I think so. Yeah,
yeah, I was in that.
Yeah.
So I remember that.
I put on like some titles and graphics and stuff, and you told your mom. Your mom came with you because you were what, like 13, 14 at the time?
I think I was like 14 or
your
15.
Your mom came
yeah.
with you, and you were like, oh, it should take half an hour. It took us more than 2 hours to get that bit done.
She's just sitting there like, what is happening?
But yeah, it was kind of funny. Just the fact that you told her it was going to take 2 hours.
Well, I didn't know. I was just ignorant on the whole.
Right.
Well,
the way we met was at church in the youth group.
Yep.
And I was helping with the youth group. My favorite thing to do was walk around with a wrapping paper tube and just bump kids on the head. That was my favorite thing to do.
You just liked the sound it made?
It was hollow on both ends.
My gosh. Yeah.
I get it.
No, that's what I thought that was like what I was supposed to be doing was like reaching out and helping kids and stuff. But then I found out that they annoy the crap out of me. Mm. So
you know what? I hate children.
No. I love children. It's just teenagers. The teenage angst. I'm like, I'm over it.
Like, I would say like 12 to 14. Those are the worst people on the planet. That's just my personal opinion.
And if you're a 12 or 14 year old watching this, do better.
Yeah, screw you, man. I just know I was the worst during that age frame. Like, right. I read through some of my old diaries, like, around that age frame, and I was like, I was a witch with a bee, because we're not cursing.
Because we are currently in a church.
Yeah. Praise Jesus.
So,
shout out Pastor Troy and the On the Dog podcast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go check out Pastor Troy's podcast on the dock. Was it On the Dock with Pastor Troy?
Yeah,
I believe so.
We are currently using their podcast studio, and we appreciate it, so go check that out. So Micah said that how we met, but I'm gonna tell you how we met.
Oh, okay.
Because
he's like, I got details.
Mine's a little different.
Yeah,
first of all, when I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen Micah, but when she first walked in to Growing Media, I had heard that we were getting an intern. And she walked in, and I literally couldn't breathe. I was like, oh, my gosh, you were glowing. And you keep saying, oh, it's probably my oily skin. I was like, I don't know what it was, but you were glowing. And I was like, holy crap. I was smitten, everybody. And then we hung out a little bit, and Angie was like, Rob, I need you to teach her how to shoot or edit or something like that. And we spent a little bit
of
time.
Do anything, basically, because I knew nothing. It was like my first internship. I was 20, 21. Something like that, yeah.
And we spent a little bit of time together, and I was like, this girl's amazing. She's so smart. So then I was like, hey, I texted her in the middle of a meeting, and I was like, hey, do you want to get some lunch? And she was like, yes, with a bunch of S's and stuff. You know those texts.
Yeah.
And then we were talking for a minute about, like, what sounds good, what do you want to get, and we settled on Mexican, right? So I go to the Mexican restaurant. She shows up. She walks in, and she goes, so where's everybody else? And I was like, oh, man, it's just us.
It's just us.
And then she sat down, and then about 45 minutes in, I was like, I have to ask you out. So I asked her out. She said no. Then what's crazy is we sat there for 4 hours talking, and then we left and went back to my house and hung out for another 5 hours, and I don't remember what we talked about, but this is the most I've talked to anybody in a long, long time.
Yeah.
For some reason, the two of us can talk forever with each other.
It's a problem, actually.
Right, yeah. Because you'll be like, all right, I got to be home by 10 o'clock. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Dang.
You're like, oh, I guess I should leave. But one of the funniest things about that story is when she first walked into my house, I had all the blinds closed. And she goes, why are all your blinds closed? And she literally walked around my house and opened every single one of them.
That's funny.
And I assumed that it was partially for safety, but also partially because this is the first time we had ever really hung out together at all. Partially for safety, but also because it was really dark. And then you were like, why don't you have anything on your walls? I literally had nothing on my walls.
I'm so judgmental. That's all I get when you tell this story.
No, not at all. Like, it was, it's like, it was unordinary. Like, it was not ordinary for, like, my house, like, the way it was set up. Mm-hmm. But now, I have, like, little trees that are, like, on the wall as little decals, and I've got, like, art hanging up everywhere.
And plants, and real plants life that plants.
Well, they're still alive.
Oh, are they still alive? I don't know.
Amanda's like, why does your plant always die?
I'm just so judgmental on Rob's plants. I'm always like, Rob, you can do better.
I mean, I'm a dedicated plant mom myself, yes. So I get it. It's like, how'd you kill a succulent? Like, they basically need nothing. Like,
I know. I don't know how to raise them. Like, mine, it's like, I give it too much water. I give it not enough water. It has sunlight all day long, except for when it's nighttime. I don't understand what's wrong with it.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just one of those angsty teenagers.
Maybe you need to talk to it. Give it
I
some
oxygen. I do talk to my plants. Do you talk to your plants?
Yes, sometimes.
I gave it a bandana. What more does it want?
Not my little cactus in my bathroom.
It's like, you're so pretty. Yeah, the leaves look so good. You're so shiny.
But that would be lying to it because its leaves do not look good.
Well, sometimes it just needs positive reinforcement. Would you tell your friend that looks rough that, hey, you're looking rough, get better?
Or maybe,
would
you be maybe like, you should.
Hey, not in so many words, but I'd be like, hey, are you okay?
You're doing all right.
You're doing okay.
You need some water? You look a little dehydrated. Right.
Speaking of that. Why don't you two tell how you met each other?
Oh, yeah. Do I know this?
I figured you would enjoy hearing this story.
Yeah, I will.
We met in the womb.
Wait, whoa.
No, that's true.
Two separate wombs.
I think there's photo, there's photo evidence of us being together in kindergarten.
Yeah, it was at like a little thing, so you know, we're just like standing next
I've
to
seen
each
that
other.
Picture.
Yeah. That we were right next to each other.
I might have seen it.
I think so.
Yeah. It was adorable.
But I don't think I actually really knew you existed till third grade, probably.
Were you not in the same class?
No, we weren't in the same class.
Amanda's actually a little bit older.
Yeah.
Than Shane.
But not like a grade older.
No, not a grade older. We just had different teachers in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But when we actually first became like friends and like started dating, it was in fifth grade. So.
And wasn't there
Wait, you started dating involved? In fifth grade?
Yeah.
Was he your first boyfriend?
Yeah.
And you were her first. Her first. What is English again?
How do you words?
Yeah.
But
wasn't there a rock involved?
Crystal.
Oh, the proposal.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's a type of rock. I didn't want to give it away.
I gave her a quartz crystal. Yeah.
Those are nice.
It was my favorite one.
Yep. It was like big too. It was like huge.
I knew that would melt your heart.
That's super cute.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted them to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. And then you lost it. Actually, you buried it.
Yeah, I buried it. This was, oh my gosh. You talking about the 12-year-olds are crazy. Yeah, I was like, oh, me and Shane, because we broke up once.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
It was like drama, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, my heart's broken. I don't want to see him anymore. I'm going to like bury all the notes and stuff he gave me. Like drama, you know?
You buried it instead of setting it on fire?
No, I burn the notes, but you can't burn crystal, you know? Like,
you can try.
So I literally just put it all in a little mason jar and then buried it.
And then did you end up having to dig it back up?
Well, it's still in one of my old friends' backyard.
Oh, it's in your friend's yard.
Yeah, it was me and one of my friends.
Do you know where it is? Like, would you be able to find it if you had to go get it?
Yeah, I had actually messaged her like last year, literally like asking if I could go in her backyard and dig it up. But it didn't end up working out. I think someone got COVID or something.
Yeah.
So you are going to try though.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, maybe cool. One day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Well, I can't believe you haven't dug it up yet.
I know. Well, the reason I was wanting to go over there and dig it up is last year I had a tattoo appointment scheduled to actually get it tattooed on my arm.
Aww.
But then I ended up in the hospital,
so
I wasn't able to get it. So hopefully this year.
That was a crazy story. That was a crazy situation.
Yeah, that was crazy for sure.
All right. So in your opinion, what is the best way to get to know somebody?
Long inhale.
Definitely icebreakers.
I said long inhale. Oh. Just because I'm like...
icebreakers?
You know what? I'm just kidding.
I might have an answer. I'd say... Obviously, you don't aim for this, but be in a really difficult situation together. That is a really good way to get to know
That's
someone.
That's true. There's, what is it? Isn't it Sun Tzu who said, like, it may not have been, don't quote me, or don't quote him, whatever. It's if you can live with a man 40 years and never know him, hold him over a volcano, and on that day, you'll get to meet the man. So it's, you go trial by fire, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's an excellent answer.
That's what was going on at the start of my relationship with my partner. So it helped us. It was a major icebreaker.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Like, we had a literal crazy person that was like trying to do everything she could to split us up. So
that'll do it. That story, yeah.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah. Yep. I could totally tell that. I don't care. Maybe not now. Yeah, but yeah.
On a different episode, probably, because we can go into like crazy situations you've been in and stuff. Mm-hmm. You've
had to deal with. I got some good ones for that. Awesome. So
stay tuned, subscribe, and find out whenever we're gonna post those.
Smash the like button. Anyway,
also follow us on Instagram at nonsense.podcast. Okay. Anybody else have any answers for that? Because that's the best one that I could think of. I don't really have any.
I was basically going to say the same thing.
That's what they all say after the answer's been said. Right.
It's because I don't have anything better to add. I rarely do.
What makes you feel that you know someone? Like, is there anything that somebody could do or a situation you could be in or something like that where you feel like you really, really know somebody? Besides, like, going through a super crazy volcano with them.
I feel like whenever you can kind of like read that person's body language,
good,
because you're just like around them so much. I feel like that's what I'm like. Yeah.
You
like,
and I have that whenever we're like playing a game or whatever. Yeah. And you have to lie. Neither one of us. I know. You can't ever get it over on each other. It's like, you're like, I know you're lying. And I'm like, I thought I was doing good.
But yeah, I just feel like, cause I feel like I'm with like that with most of my good friends. So
that's awesome. That's a really good answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
So
do we have a Steve Harvey, like, good answer, or like the ding that when the answer is right on Family Feud?
No,
or
we need to program bing. That.
Editor Shane?
It's really not necessary.
And put that in. Actually, you will have already put it in. Okay. Did anybody else have any other answers?
I would answer something that we've talked about, being vulnerable, being able to be comfortably vulnerable with the person.
Yeah, that's so hard in a lot of relationships, or I say relationships, I'm not talking about like romantic relationships, just any at all.
Yeah.
It's hard to be vulnerable because like so many people are they're judgmental and they want to like, I guess maybe this is the narcissist in me where they're like, they want to see you fail. Like, so it's hard for you to be vulnerable. I think a lot of people are that way.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
I'm saying I think a lot of people don't want to feel vulnerable.
Yeah, because and I feel,
they're going to get taken advantage of.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of it springs from, like, past hurts. Yeah. Like, you've been vulnerable with your friends before, and they've, like, used it against you or something.
Right. Yeah, that's not a friend.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a friend at all.
No.
That is an excellent answer. Whose tummy was that?
That was mine.
No. I was going to say, just like, if you, I think it's trust for me. Like, if you feel like you can trust somebody, you know them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that, like, I have my brother's wife. Her name is Christina. Hi, Christina. She's probably not going to ever going to watch
that wave. I was like,
hey. I trust her. Well, I mean, I trust my brother. I trust you guys and everything, but I'm using her as an example. I trust her, like, I would trust her with absolutely anything. Like, if my life was in the balance, I know that I could trust her to make the best decision for whatever the outcome would be.
Yeah.
So that's such a great feeling.
Yeah.
I do have some people that I know that I'm like, I don't know if I'd trust you in my house. But all of you guys, I'd be like, you want a key?
Yeah.
but yeah, no, trust is absolutely, definitely something that you need. So I think it's cool. All of them they're all pretty similar, like trust, vulnerability, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And we didn't make any jokes like, you can be naked around them.
Yeah, we took it real serious.
We were serious.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I was gonna do. All right. Questions in a bowl.
Oh boy.
So you guys may see that there's a bowl here on the table. There are a bunch of random questions in it. I guess we can just pull from it until we get tired of doing it. And then, Editor Shane, you may cut this up however
you like.
I hope
you can close up on him crying every time you say that.
Shane, close up on me every time I cry.
Now you're going to get to this point and be like, oh, now I got to go back to the 7 other times I cried. And zoom in on it. Okay, so who wants to start?
Oh, I do. I definitely do.
Shake the bowl.
I'm excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Micah likes the sound of the bowl being dragged around on the table.
Oh, yeah. I mean, does that not
give anybody else? I feel like that wasn't as good as the last time.
It's the gooses. Well, I think it needs to be over here. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Also, just them shaking in the bowl is nice.
ASMR.
Why are these in blue ink?
Well, there's a story behind that. I spent probably 2 hours trying to print these because my printer, I put brand new black ink in it.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new in the vacuum sealed package. I almost said volume sealed package. In the vacuum sealed package, I took it out, obviously, before I put it in. And I hit print, and it printed nothing. And I was like, well, that's not supposed to do that. So I printed and printed and printed, and then I cleaned it, and I cleaned the heads, and I checked the nozzles, and I cleaned the heads, and I checked the nozzles, and I pulled everything out, and I cleaned it by hand, and I put everything back in, and it still wouldn't print. And then it was printing in the little lines and missing big blocks. I was trying to print in black, and it just wouldn't do it. So I was like, this is really stupid. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to – actually, it probably took me about 3 or 4 hours to go through all this. And I was like, I'm just going to print in blue.
Now here we are. It's blue's fine.
Oh, blue. This is all right.
Okay. What secret conspiracy would you like to start? Would it be secret if you're going to start it, though?
That's like true. Conspiracy theory you'd like to start?
Yeah.
Like Tupac is alive, the earth is flat, that kind of stuff. Okay.
But preferably something different.
I've got one. All farms are not real. All food comes from Yetis.
Really?
So they just deliver it from Antarctica or something?
Yeah, from the Himalayas.
That would make sense, though, because have you ever heard, like, I've heard that some kids are being like, why would you go kill a deer when you can just go, or a cow or whatever, when you can just go to the store and buy it?
They're right, because it does come from Yetis.
It comes from the Yetis. Nice.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Did you have that pre-prepared? Nope. Is that something you've thought about? That
just first thing right I thought out? Of. Okay. Yep. Thank you, ADHD.
This idea was sponsored by ADHD.
I'm sorry, pre-prepared?
Oh, did I say pre-prepared?
When
Prepared before he spoke.
Before he prepared it.
Yeah.
Did you have it prepared before you prepared it?
Yes.
There is such a thing as pre-prepared. Sometimes I really do have to be pre-prepared at my job. Like, I gotta be pre-prepared for this meeting that I always already need to be prepared for. Stress.
That's funny. Any other conspiracy theories, anybody?
I've never thought about creating one.
I know. I'm just not really into conspiracies.
I'm not
a
either.
Lot.
I'm not into them at all.
I got into them because of Shane Dawson.
Yeah.
And then I got really out of them because of him also.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know Shane Dawson is? What?
Well, he was back in the day.
Sorry, yeah, Shane.
I think
Dawson.
He's been inactive for at least a year. There was some whole scandal. I can't remember what happened
exactly. With James Charles.
Was it with James Charles?
Yeah, it was James.
Again. Yeah. Another controversial
wasn't
figure.
Wasn't he the writer of Cheers? Was he one of the writers on Cheers?
Was James Charles, you guys, was James Charles the writer, one of the main writers on Cheers?
No, Rob, stop saying names.
We can't say James Charles?
You got to go look for all those
Insert
people.
Insert me crying again.
Yeah, every time we mention something, he's got to go find it and put it up on the screen.
Oh, he's like a makeup guru. He's like early 20s, just... He's controversial because I don't know.
I just keep seeing these videos of him like singing.
I thought he kept on soliciting minors, but I don't
know.
Oh,
I know he
like
tries dancing. To sing and it's not the greatest.
I know,
that's all. That is something.
Did
I
you
know.
Say something about minors?
I thought he kept on soliciting minors on the internet.
Yes, he was talking to underage gentlemen.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know about soliciting, but
all right, next question. Yeah.
Wait, Rob, you didn't have a conspiracy theory?
No, I don't like conspiracy theories. I'm not a fan.
Can I give you another one?
Yes, Shane, you may.
Okay. I thought about this while everyone else was talking. There's actually no one in the entire state of Wyoming. It's all groundhogs.
Wow. You're going to start spreading.
So if you see
everyone
a person,
you see in Wyoming is just groundhogs,
groundhogs in a suit.
Right.
Yeah, every time.
Wow.
Rick, what's your social security number? 7.
What is your account number?
7.
7?
I'm trying to think if I know anybody from Wyoming now, and I don't.
Because they're all groundhogs.
I can't say that I do.
And anyone who tells you there is, if they have family there, is also groundhogs.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's why the state is square, because groundhogs can only draw in straight lines.
Yeah.
It's actually the least populated state in the United States because it's just groundhogs.
You know, that takes me back to when I was in geography class. I hated it. I sat in the front, and I got an A, and then he moved me to the back in the middle of the semester, and I sat next to this pretty girl, and I got a D, because we wrote notes back and forth.
Because you were studying her geography.
Yeah, I never learned it. I never learned her geography, though. I heard. My teacher was asking, he said, what is the least populated place on the planet or whatever like that? And I said, I just called out the Pacific Ocean.
I mean, you're probably... Well, no.
Well, with people. But there are probably some dead people.
There's islands.
But he goes,
yeah, the dead people in the ocean count? I didn't think they were, like, counted in the census.
They don't vote, so it's fine. He goes, that sounds like some of your test answers. Oh. Right in the middle of class.
Ooh.
Just a straight savage.
God, yeah. He burned the living heck out of you.
Yeah, but I mean, I deserved it, though, because I was also doing this. I was going...
Oh, and God. He lost his mind. Yeah, that's annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, I was, what, 15?
I'm sure you just did it nonstop, too.
Well, what I would do is I'd have my pencil, and I'd just be, like, twisting it, hitting my cheek with it, and then every once in a while, I would be like... And he would be like, if you make that sound one more time. I was like, all right. And then I did it again on accident. Like,
not even thinking.
Absent-mindedly. Like and I did it. And I was like, he lost it. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
That one was an accident.
Right. All right. Anybody else got any ones?
I do not. No.
I don't even have any that I really think are interesting. Like, they're all just kind of silly. One.
These are all, they're all varying lengths in here. So I grabbed a short one. Hopefully it's a silly one. What would your superpower be? No. What would your superhero power be? I don't even know how to read. Mine would be... I would like to be able to fly. I know that's kind of boring, but... That would be super cool to just be able to fly. I think I'd be kind of scared, though.
You'd save a ton of money traveling.
That's true. But then I would probably
have to... You'd reduce your carbon footprint.
I'd probably have to register. Depends on how I fly, though. Like, what creates my power? If I'm farting the whole time... Then that's some carbon. I don't know what parts of it. Methane, maybe?
Yeah, you would be expending some methane. It's methane.
Would that be considered part of my carbon footprint?
Yes, but it wouldn't be as bad as, like, taking a car or a plane.
Okay.
So it's still a win.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool. But I think I'd also be kind of scared because, like, I don't know how high I would fly, though, because I don't want to crash into, like, somebody's house. So I'd probably fly a little higher than houses.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What a waste. It's like, yeah, I can fly, but just above your house.
Right.
I feel like someone else is going to have mine, just because it's like
such a superpower?
Could be a world-altering superpower.
I think there's something about this room that makes us not be able to talk.
Yeah.
Anybody else, what would your superhero powers be?
I'm going to go with, I want to be able to make anything, like...
Like Green Lantern?
No, like not Green Lantern, like I want to actually be able to physically make whatever I want, like I can just poof it into existence. Like if I'm like, man, I really need a fork, I just be
like,
boop,
there's a word
fork.
For that, but I can't remember.
Manifestation.
Manifestation.
I have, you know, you want to know why that word was so right there, like this? Because I don't push buttons, Rob. I've been working on several books that I'm trying to write, and one of them is one of the characters' ability is manifestation. He can literally create anything he wants to into existence.
That's cool.
Yeah,
but then like a nuclear bomb.
Anything.
Gosh, that's scary.
But the you know how? Imagine if he created it and then it kind of vanished away. Like its ability to stay is based on his will for that to exist. So once he doesn't want it to exist anymore, it won't.
Hmm.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll share mine. It would either be invisibility to be in rooms and hear things that I wouldn't ordinarily be able to hear.
The tea?
Yeah.
I want the tea.
Yeah, because I mean, I could hop on it. Yeah. I could hop on an airplane and they probably wouldn't notice me.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, the TSA.
So I could travel. Even though I'm invisible?
They got them IR goggles or whatever.
The other thing was to read minds. But that's...
That would be cool.
I feel a little bit more complicated because do you have to touch them? Do you have to be in the room? There's all these different stipulations.
You're the decider on that.
Oh, well, then I
yeah,
can
you
just...
make the rules.
Yeah, this is your
superpower. My superpower is that I'm a genie, and I can come up with as many superpowers as I want, then, if there's not any rules.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that. However, you did just say genie, so you are going to be confined to a lamp.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, you didn't clarify.
Also, you look like Will Smith.
He's a character right now, isn't he?
That's going to be dated. Panda, you got one?
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, when my mom first saw my boyfriend, she said he looked like Will Smith, which I thought that was funny.
I don't see
and
that
And I was like,
all.
Yeah. I know.
No, not even a little bit.
No.
Yeah, he's so white. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't really see it either. Other people apparently have told him that, but I'm like...
That's probably because really they're racist.
I really don't see
like,
that.
There's a black guy, no.
I don't see it. I don't see it at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, me either.
He is a good-looking dude, though. Your boyfriend's a good
I would
dude.
Agree.
I mean, I'd date him if I was a guy.
Wait, if I was a guy? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's one of my brother's sayings. He says that too. That's silly.
My superpower. I think mine would be, like, to get down on, like, atomic level. Like
Ant-Man.
Oh. And then... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it would be cool. You can go places that
you
normally wouldn't be able to.
You would see
a whole new world.
Yeah. Yeah, because there'd be like, you'd be able to see like molecules and atoms and stuff that we can't see. It'd be like, you could just like, I would say you could probably hop from atom to atom, but I don't think when you're on that small, I don't think they're close enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it would be cool.
That would be pretty neat.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I feel like that's terrifying.
I also agree it would be very terrifying.
I think it'd be okay because, like, you wouldn't have to worry about getting stepped on because, like, even if somebody did step on you, you just go right in between all the little pores and cracks or whatever on their shoes or
feet. Yeah, but then you're inside
their
shoe.
I'm just thinking of the parasites and all the way everything would look once you are microscopic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just be very scary.
Would you be able to see, like, people if you're that small? Would you be able to? Because it'd be like looking at a building that's, like,
that's a good question.
The size of, like, 30 planets or whatever. It's like, because your eyes would be so teeny tiny, would you be able to see something that big? Or would it just be like a collection of molecules that are so far away they're out of focus?
Now you're freaking me out about it. Maybe I changed my mind.
I'm not high, I swear.
I don't know.
Like, I gotta think about this one.
I know.
Now.
I didn't mean to demolish your idea, but that's just what came to my mind.
Yeah.
Whenever I thought about it. All right. Anybody else want to go? Who's next?
Oh, I guess I'm.
Well, I think it's Jane. Yeah.
Oh no, it could be anybody. You can just pull from it.
Okay.
Like pick a good one.
Yeah, don't pick a bad one.
Oh, it's so long. Wow, it's so long. So you can see how long this is. It's like as long as the microphone. Okay. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume that you had done?
Oh, let's see. Well, yeah, you have to answer that first.
I have to answer it first?
Yeah, because it's your question.
If I just, like, hey, I'm in jail.
And then we're like, why? What did you... Amanda would be like, what did you do?
I would guess. I have an answer, but you answer first.
I would probably assume that I let my insurance expire on accident because I forgot to pay it and that
that's
I just got arrested.
That's a very good answer.
Because that's exactly what would happen.
That's a very good answer.
That probably will happen to me at some point.
Oh, God. I hope not.
And then Amanda will also get arrested because we have the same insurance.
Stop. No, I won't get caught.
That's what they all say.
Or if I do,
I'll
just cry and hopefully
they'll let you out.
That'll get me out of it.
A little crocodile tear. Yeah. So what was your answer for
my answer for what Shane what I would think for Shane.
He calls you and he's like, "Hey, baby, I'm in jail."
Baby.
And I'm
I'd be like, "Oh my gosh." I'd be like, "Shane, what did you not have your license, your fishing license on you?"
Okay. I don't think they arrest you for that.
Okay, poaching then.
They don't arrest
but
you for that either.
Poach.
They actually really don't arrest you for hardly anything like that. Unless,
well,
like,
fine, never mind.
Well, it's
then.
Probably because you're a white man.
No. It's just the penalties are a lot less
like,
harsh than
resisting.
They should be, to be honest. Unless you're like, unless I've poached like 176. No, not even that. I've seen stuff like that.
175 is the limit,
they just
guys.
Fine you. You get fined really bad,
that's it.
Like it. Like, uh-huh. Very rarely do you go to jail. I was going to say something else. Okay, continue. Sorry.
I see. Now that you guys have said the insurance stuff, I'm like, well, that's the best answer. Like,
it's a realistic answer. No, you have to pick something else.
I was wanting to make this easy on myself. That's why I have notes. Micah, you go, and then I'll think of something. I don't know how well
that's
you know
a hard
Shane,
one.
Though.
Oh, I'm supposed to answer for what Shane?
Yeah.
I think?
What did Shane get arrested for?
Oh, what did Shane get arrested for?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were
I thought it was
ourselves.
Each person.
Yeah. Well, no, if Shane called you and he was like...
Well, first I'd be like, why are you calling me Shane? Like, where is your wife and, like, anybody else? like, I'm in Chicago. Do you know how to get my phone
number? He'd be like, I have 4 minutes left. I need you to, like, let me ask you this question.
But the thing is, my dad is a cop, and we do have some connections in the Southern Illinois Police
okay,
Department.
So, there
you
go.
So it actually, you might be like... Can I get this traffic ticket taken care of? like, can you help a brother out? Maybe something like that. That's
could
the
you make
thing
it go away?
All these bodies, make them go away.
So if you got arrested, what would it be for?
I was thinking, I mean, the boring answer is I think my family would immediately be like, oh, there was a mistake. She was mistaken for someone else. I don't know. I don't do anything illegal. Felicity? Yeah, oh, like the...
With the hair?
That's Carrie Russell. Right. I take that as a compliment.
Good.
You know what? We've had a lot of drama in our family, like, over the past couple months. So I feel like there's not a lot that would shock them too much because we've just been shocked by some of the stuff that's happened recently. Right. So I feel like they'd be like, what? Oh, she, like, Grand Theft Auto or something like that. And it wouldn't be like, oh, okay. I'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever.
This is how it is.
Here we go again.
My mom thinks I stole a car, everybody. Wow.
Or, like, petty theft. Because I have actually stolen a few things on accident.
On accident.
Right.
No, I know. It's, I get it. It's
I mean, I got arrested for.
Oh, yeah, you've told me
was
this.
It, what would it be called? Oh, retail theft.
Oh,
Did you actually do it on purpose?
No, I didn't take anything.
I took like a ring, and then a bracelet the other time. So.
On accident?
Yes.
Like you would put them on.
The first time
like...
I did it was in a store called We Three Girls in the Marion Star Center Mall when it was still a mall, and it didn't have a tag or anything on. I just walked out, and then as we were like driving back to my grandma's, I was like, "Oh my god, I have this bracelet on, Mom. We gotta go back." She's like, "Oh, who cares?
Like, who cares?" Did you not take it back?
Nope. And we still have the bracelet.
Right. Cops. Get her. I wish I had like
is
a
that
siren
still,
sound effect.
Is the statute of limitations on that still good?
It's been over 10 years at least.
Yeah, you're solid.
So,
yeah, I'm sure the statute of limitations.
And again, it's not like it was like a gold or silver. Like it was just like some.
Like a toy.
It was like a bracelet with elastic in it, if that tells you anything. Yeah. It wasn't that expensive, so.
Yeah, mine was. I wasn't actually stealing anything. I was with somebody who stole some stuff, and they said I was his lookout.
Oh, so what happened?
I got arrested.
Who stole the stuff?
Dude I went to school with.
What did he steal?
I'm sure you haven't heard the story.
I probably have, but I've forgotten.
He stole some necklaces. They were like those little puka shell necklaces and stuff like that. He stole like...
Lame.
That's the dumbest thing.
Yeah. And then, well, that's what he got caught for. He stole a CD as well. And then before that, he had stole some walkie-talkies.
What year was this? 1999?
2001.
Like, hard to steal and get away with, I feel like.
Do what?
I feel like the stuff that I've stolen was easy to get away with because you don't think about it.
Right.
But, like, how do you steal, like, a freaking PlayStation and stuff like that? Well, I don't get how people do that.
There are a lot of people who will just, like, walk out of the store with it. And they actually, some of them, there was a guy who was talking about...
Did they not have alarms
about,
on them?
Well, they probably pull that out. Like, they take out the alarm thing. But there are people who, they will go to the back of Walmart, and they found that some of the back doors will have, like, gaps under them, and they'll chuck DVDs out underneath them, and then they can walk around behind the store and get them.
Oh, is this the Marion Walmart? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I don't know. I read about it on Reddit, somebody talking about
whenever,
it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of creative ways to steal, and I've honestly thought of some of them just from my own experiences.
And somebody did say on Reddit, they said that they could put a TV in a cart and walk out through the garden center, because there's nothing out there.
Right, it's like how do you stop these people from doing
stuff
like that?
There's no like you know those little gates that you walk through that beep when you steal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Those aren't in the garden center.
Rob is just
why has no one thought of how to take
Walmart.
Care of this?
Yeah. Walmart, you're going down.
I was gonna say whenever I worked at Dick's, number one, people stole stuff all the time. I mean, every shift, someone had stolen something. But
what is Dick's for the people that don't know?
Dick's Sporting Goods,
because Dick's can
for
be
a little
lot
bit
of
subtext. Yeah, it's a sporting goods store.
It's Richard's store.
Richard's store. Because people named Richard off of
right,
the
right,
okay.
Yeah. Like,
Shane has the blankest look on his face. He's like, I don't get it.
Dial-up noises.
There's two instances that I specifically remember. One of them is someone stole this lid to, like, a Yeti bucket. Hmm. Okay, yeah, number one, yeah, that face. Like, why would you steal a Yeti? I have everything, like, a Yeti bucket lid. But the thing is, it is the size of a bucket lid. Like, it is a large lid. I don't know how they got out of the store with that. Wow. I legitimately have no idea. Because you cannot walk out of Dick's like that. Like, so, like, most stores, like, you're right, like, you just go out the front or whatever. Like, there's one entrance. But in Dick's, there's an entrance here where you come in, and then there's cash registers to get out. You cannot go exit back through mm-hmm. that way. You have to go around the cash registers. Which means the only way.
Could it have been that they had it, like, at the bottom of their cart? Or something? Like, you know how they have the, like, the
I don't, not layer? Not really, because
I don't know if Dick's has carts.
I mean, maybe. It's technically possible they could have done that, but I feel like they just shoved it under their shirt somehow and got it out.
Why would you steal that?
Which leads me to my second item, which this was crazy. So somebody stole, like, it was an airsoft gun. But it was one of, like, the full-size replica, like, M4s, like, made out of metal. Popped it out of the box, walked out of the store with it somehow.
Huh.
Just it is the size of a full rifle. And they somehow got out of the store.
They must have had a big coat or something.
It was in the summer.
How did you figure this out? Did you, like, come to work the next day?
Okay,
and they're like, oh,
this is how it always happens. Okay. You just walk down the aisles, and all of a sudden you start seeing, like,
open
boxes and, like, yeah. open stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually how you know. In this case, that's pretty much what happened. I was walking down the aisle, and I just saw the box with nothing in it. And I was like, oh. It's gone. And then, like, it dawned on me, I'm like, that is, like, a full gun. I'm like, how did someone get out of here with a full gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I was very, that was one where I was like, I don't understand how this happened. Like, the fishing bait and stuff, yeah, you know, close. I get it. Full-size right. rifle. Don't know how you get out of the store without, you know, without anyone noticing, but anyway.
That, yeah. That kind of reminds me of, like, at Walmart, you'll see, like, a chicken wing that has been eaten that's sitting over, just sitting over with the tortillas.
Yeah, I see that stuff all the time. Like a Reese's wrapper that's completely open and Target on the shelf. I'm like, okay.
If you're that hungry.
Could have been somebody stealing it, or it could have been the mice.
Honestly, like, if you're so hungry, like, you have to go to Walmart and just eat it in the store and leave.
Yeah.
It's okay.
My dad used to grab, like, a grape as we'd walk past the grapes. He would just take one and eat it. And he was like, it's fine. It's a grape.
My
like,
mom, my whole life, every time we go to the grocery store, she still does this to this day.
Gosh. She will grab, like, a drink, and then she'll just drink it the whole time she is shopping. And then she'll just, like, scan the empty
my dad
bottle
does that too.
At
I've done
the end
stuff
of the...
like that, like, occasionally.
Yeah, my dad does that too. I always feel like someone's watching me, though, every time. And she's like,
I know. It is a little, like, hopefully I don't get in trouble, but
yeah.
Like, I'm going to pay for it, I swear.
But then it's like, what if you, like, try to pay for it and, like, your card doesn't work or something?
Yeah.
Like, that's a little awkward.
That's funny.
It's already inside your tongue.
Yeah, you're like, I'm sorry.
Too late. It's like, I always wonder, like, when you go through the drive-thru. I've thought about this so many times.
I know what you're going to say.
Like, you know how they give you the food? You know, before you, like, they'll give you the food, then you, like, you give them your card. Like, if it declines,
I've never done that before.
They always do that to me.
Mine's not that I've done it any time recently. Beef, my trainer. I haven't done it. I haven't.
Rob does not eat fast food, guys.
Anytime I would go there, they would give me I'd give them the payment first, and then they'd give me the food.
Yeah, they always give me my food first. Okay.
Well, specifically at Dairy Queen. This is what
you're
thinking. Yeah,
I mean, like, it was Dairy Queen, but, like, I've thought about this multiple places. So, like, if they give me the food already, and then my card declines, do they, like, want it back? Because they're not going to be able to, like,
they would probably take it back and throw it away.
Yeah, see why?
Well, because then that could be, like, a scam that people could do. Like, oh, my card's
I mean,
declined.
That's true, but, like, but you're just going to throw it away.
Right.
I'm hungry.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's that, like, the...
I understand the logic.
The
I just, like...
The, or not the
law,
but
It's not the law. They could give me the food. But, like, Amanda got an ice cream cone one time when we were over there. I think that's where this whole thing started. She got the ice cream cone.
And
it was already starting to melt. Yeah. So she already started eating it, and I'm like, what if the card declines? And it's like, you got, like, half an ice cream cone, you're like, sorry. Like, I'm sure, like, if it was me in the drive-thru, I'd just be like, just... just keep it. Just, I'm not taking back graphene.
Yeah, the worker would be like, I don't care.
I don't get paid enough for this.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there's been multiple times. So in Chicago, I take public transportation because why would I have a car? Everything is through Ventura Chicago, and I have a Ventura card. And there's been multiple times where I've tapped it, and it said insufficient funds, and they're just like, just go. Just go.
Like, you're gonna hold up the line?
Well, yeah, there's a line of people, and it's just like, I want my shift to be over as soon as possible. I got to get to this location. Right. Just get on the dang bus.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
I think there's a level of, like, inconvenience whenever you're mm-hmm. in a job that doesn't pay you that much, where you're just like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to work at Walker's Bluff, the redacted place, it's a bar back. One time I was restocking something and a giant fight started going off, like in the bar room area. And literally, I looked at it. I was like, I don't get paid to break up fights. And I just hid in the freezer area with the drinks until it was over.
Did and you like, call the police?
No, my manager came out and started breaking them up. Okay. But literally, I was like, I get paid minimum wage. I'm like, I'm not getting punched in the face. You don't even give me insurance. And I just went inside the freezer.
I don't blame you.
You were also like 18 at the time.
Correct. But so. I think if I were like currently still in that position,
I would still
go in the freezer.
Oh my gosh.
They don't give you any insurance. I'm not going to get a broken nose. And then
it's like if you work
over minimum wage.
It's like if you work at a gas station or whatever and you get robbed, you're not supposed to try to stop them.
Bro, take the money.
It's not my money. It's insured, it's covered, and it's not worth it. Plus, like if you try to stop them, you'll get fired.
Yeah. Or you'll die.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Even worse.
No, or you could have the Hermione like thought process where you're like, you could get killed or worse, fired.
Expelled.
All right. How did we get on that? What was your question? I don't even remember what your question was. What would you get arrested for?
Yeah, if I were to get arrested. And then I started
talking about Walmart.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one sounds good.
Okay.
Your microphone works really well.
It likes me. What can I say? If you could have any career on the planet, what would it be and why? Oh, this is so great. I would 100% be a screenwriter/director. I want to write and direct my own movies, TV shows, films.
Speaking of that, you can right here on nonsense.podcast.
Yeah, there's some things. There's a thing I wrote that I hope gets published on this channel at some point and also filmed. And I bruised my hands filming it. So
which one?
Locked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one will definitely be on here. It's going to be a little bit more serious, but
it's dark. Help! Help! Hello! Help! Please! Help!
We shot it, 5 years ago?
Yeah. about 4 or 5.
I'm sorry.
It was also at this church.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was
also at filmed this church. In this church. Yeah.
So that's something I kind of want to tell everybody. That's something that you guys can expect on this channel. We're going to be doing, like, sketches and, like, short films and just silly videos and things like that. So we just want this to be a fun place to, like, just enjoy creativity, so that'll be kind of cool. But anyway, yeah, so you can do that, not, you know, mm-hmm. the big time, but that'd be super cool.
With the resources we have.
Right.
So which, much.
Speaking of that, Shane, the editor, you can cut this out too. We are going to get a very, very expensive camera.
Okay.
Did I tell you about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, it's coming very soon. We're almost done with this project, and it's going to be super high quality.
I'm excited to see what it looks like.
It's going
to
be baller.
It's going to look like a camera.
I already feel like this is as clear as it gets. What do you mean? But I'm just not... I don't know anything about cameras.
It can be clearer.
Oh, yeah.
It can be even clearer?
Well, so these cameras shoot in 4K. The camera I'm buying shoots in 8K.
I do look very light.
Yeah.
My skin is very light.
When you get that...
Yeah, that's why I moved the lights back, was because you were like washed out. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I was about to say I'm going to have to borrow your computer to edit it, but I won't.
You're going
to
have your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a pretty baller computer. All right, Shane, the editor, you're just going to have fun cutting all this stuff out.
Hopefully on my new computer.
Right.
All right.
All right, so...
Does everybody answer, or do we
if you want
pass
to,
the book?
It's, if you want to answer, if you have something to say. These are just, like, topics.
Does
like,
anybody else want to answer?
The career? Mine...
I completely forgot.
Mine would be, like, I just... Like, honestly, I want to... Kind of what we're doing now, I just want to do creative things with my friends. That's all I want to do. If I can get paid doing it, that'd be awesome. If AMC would take off, then I could do that. Because I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Money.
Watch, I'm going to look back on this in a couple of years and be like, AMC took off. So now I'm like looking back on it being like, Good call, Rob.
You're such an optimist. Yeah. I thought you were going to say the opposite. Well, like, I'll be like, oh, yeah. And then AMC fell off real bad.
Yeah, if it did fall off, it'd be like, bad choice, Rob. but yeah, so that would be mine. I don't want to actually work for somebody else, and I don't want to have to like go get clients and do this blah blah blah. I just want to mm-hmm. be able to do creative things with fun with my friends, and then like somehow get an income from it.
And right now it's great practice.
Exactly.
mine would be anything to do with like kids I like. The only thing to make it better of it is like I had control over it all. Like,
so you're like the head of it.
Yeah, but also I don't want to do that also, because then I feel like I can't be in the classroom, so it's like a struggle.
Right.
But if that didn't work out, probably just staying at home, you know, not doing not anything. Doing
stay at home, dog mom. Yeah. And kid mom.
Yeah. Basically, that's what I would like to do.
I mean, I'm right there too. Like, I would love to just sit in my recliner all day long and watch TV and just get paid for it.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
And just like having any opportunity to just like go do things,
just like whenever you want to,
just whenever.
Yeah, yeah, but that'd be super cool. That's my whole plan, is just to be able to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it.
Yeah,
that's my whole plan.
That's the cool thing about remote work, is I can go to Nigeria and still be checking in with my coworkers.
Right. Yeah. So actually the three of us have that going on for us. We're all like independent contractors. We can go wherever we want it, and we can still work from there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't take the kids with you when you go places.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. You'd be like, field trip.
Field trip. We're in the school bus.
The parents would be like, where's
my child?
Oh, they're in Nigeria. It's fine.
Yeah.
They went all to Nigeria.
Yeah, they're in Nigeria with Micah.
Can you imagine me trying to travel with 17 4-year-olds?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be a nightmare.
On an airplane.
On 14 airplanes.
First of all, everyone on the airplane would absolutely hate you.
Oh, for sure.
You'd have to give out like the little snack bags and be like, I'm sorry I have these kids.
Here's $100 for you. I'm sorry. Here's $100 for you. I'm sorry.
Everybody gets $100. All right. Anybody else want to pull from the bowl?
I want to pull from the bowl again. Do it.
There's so many in there.
I know. I just want.
I didn't realize it was going to take us that long to do four.
A really good one.
We talk a lot.
We're probably like cumulative 45 minutes.
Ooh, that's a long one.
Yeah. We can cut stuff out too.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, can I read it?
Yeah, I just think it's a little boring.
Read it out loud so we can hear if it's boring or not.
What would be the best, worst name for different types of businesses? Dry cleaners, amusement parks, etc.
Yeah, that's pretty boring. Who put this list together?
Who put that in there? Lame. Oh, this one could be funny. What would be the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time?
Well, what is it? What are all in Wyoming?
Groundhogs.
Groundhogs. So buy one groundhog, get one free, but the sale is only happening in Wyoming.
So you just get all the groundhogs.
Wait, that would be slavery. Yeah, because groundhogs buy other groundhogs?
I mean...
That's true.
That's the slavery.
Well, no, I don't think it actually is, because if the groundhog people just bought the more groundhogs, they just become integrated into groundhog society. That's actually how they've got so many. They've just imported more groundhogs.
From where?
From everywhere else.
Other Wyomings?
No, from
the
all
other Wyoming.
There's groundhogs in other states besides Wyoming. I've got a groundhog right by my house.
What's his name?
Jerry.
Legitimately. Oh,
that is true. His name is Jerry, and I've been trying to relocate him for like a year.
Well, get him a bus pass. Get him a bus pass to Wyoming.
Shane's not been trying to relocate him. He likes to look at him outside the window.
Hey, Jerry.
He's going to be the old man that's like sitting there watching out the window being like, who can I call the cops on today?
Well, the problem is that Jerry has lived in this neighborhood longer than I have been there. Okay, he was there from the first day that I came to look at the house. He was on the porch.
So you're the gentrifier.
And he ate my garden last year.
Ooh, Jerry.
So he needs to probably go.
That was the...
The neighbor wanted me to kill him, but I don't feel right about killing him when he has been there longer than I have. Therefore, I just need to relocate him to a new location. However, we have been unsuccessful in relocation efforts.
Yeah, we should see what groundhogs like and put it in a trap.
Oh, I know what they like. It's tomatoes.
Tomatoes,
yeah. Yeah, because he ate all my tomatoes. We tried carrots.
Sorry, I know that's probably painful.
Work.
So what?
I just laughed and then I said, sorry, that's probably painful.
Actually. No, it's not. Actually, the deer were much worse than Jerry, but.
Tomatoes.
You gonna make me do it?
Yep.
With the sub hand of me looking at the camera.
All right, anybody else got any buy one, get one free stuff? We'll be the worst buy one, get one
free. I was going to say, what are those you men when you have to get your prostate exam? There we go.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking like the same, like I was like root canal, buy one, get one free. But honestly, that would be pretty good.
Have you, I mean, we know the price of a root canal.
No, we know the price
dental
of...
Dental work is expensive.
Oh my God, what was I thinking when I brought you on?
Good answer. Good answer. That could be a Family Feud question, and it'd be really entertaining to see the answers.
Yeah.
Well, it would be the buy one, get one free thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that actually would be really good.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, moving on. Anybody else got any?
No.
No. Nope. Okay.
All right, so I'm not going to draw out of that, because we've been going for like an hour.
You printed so minutes. Many of these. I feel like we only pulled like four.
There's so many of them.
I still want to read them, though, because I'm, like, interested.
So you guys read them. Read them off as I'm, like, closing out the episode.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Would you trade for looks or vice versa?
We would like it if you would like us and follow us on Instagram at nonsense.podcast. And then, I don't know if we're going to have a Facebook or whatever, but if we do, go find it. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Give us a comment. Tell us what you think about Micah's pretty dress. And then, come back and watch the next one, because it's going to be another one. And we're probably going to be wearing the same clothes, because we're getting ready to do the next one right now.
Yep.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know why I just like...
Deuces.
It's like the... That's going to be the thumbnail. It's like, what is that?
Anime girl thing.
I don't know what they're called, though. There's like, I'm sure
they're e-girl?
Like hentai? Is that the word you're looking for?
No.
Okay, sorry.
And
hey, anime close. Girls are like, hentai!
No, you know what? You know,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you just thought it was just anime, but it
is. No, no.
No, it's the, I'm it's familiar. The girls, they're like young school girls.
Oh, Kawaii.
Like,
is that like, yeah.
Kawaii. Yeah, that's what
it is. Like Gwen Stefani when she was, yeah.
All right, Shane, I'm cutting now.